Welcome to the Financial Flight Plan with Tim Estes and Bree Reyes. When it comes to your financial future, we believe the sky is the limit. We'll give you the proper tools to keep your engine portfolio running smoothly. Let us pilot the answers to some of your toughest financial issues. The Financial Flight Plan starts now.
Well, hello and welcome to the Financial Flight Plan podcast. I'm Mark Haywood alongside Bree Reyes of Estes Financial Services, serving you in the Metroplex with an office in Fort Worth. Check her office out online at estesfinancial.net, on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, all the social media that are out there today. Lots of ways to connect. Or call the office at 817-444-8402. That's 817-444-8402. Bree, hello. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Mark. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. Just enjoying the summer before the fall starts setting in here in another couple of months. Just enjoying it while we can. Have you got any trips planned for the rest of the summer?
I just got back from Wichita, Kansas, so I'm good for a little while.
Good
we took a baby
while.
With hand, foot, and mouth to visit my family up there.
So
they were super thrilled to meet him.
And maybe now you're glad to be back at home and not going anywhere for a while.
Oh, I'm thrilled. My vacation is being at work. I love being at work. I never want to leave.
Oh, man. That's a step that I am not at yet in life. I can only imagine and probably will be imagining for a while. So, oh, boy. Well, today, how about we talk some unique challenges? It sounds like you're facing some unique challenges of your own. Let's talk about some unique financial planning challenges that we faced. Really, Bree, when it comes down to it, you know this, in your business, it's all about creating customized financial plans. And for any individual, that means addressing some unique challenges that are going to be different than other clients. I think that's what distinguishes your services from the big box firms. It's more than products. It's about leading that abundant life that we talk about here on the podcast. And
it really is. It's all about everybody's situation's different. Everybody's financial planning and retirement challenges are a little bit different. I think of every person and every couple we have that we work with is kind of a different puzzle to me. I'm a big puzzle person, a Sudoku or a crossword or a jigsaw. And so it's fun for me. I really enjoy the challenge of unique planning challenges. I know most people probably wouldn't, but for me, it's a puzzle. And I love it when we get the perfect fit of the right planning solutions for a couple or for family. It's just, it's the greatest euphoric feeling I know.
And that's why you do what you do, of course, but unfortunately, a lot of us don't, and we do face these unique challenges. Let's just go through a few of them. I'll think of a couple of them that have come to mind. I've written some down here, and you can just kind of help us frame the conversation for how you might approach some of those situations. So
Awesome. Let's
say a couple comes into you, and they have an age gap in their relationship. I mean, it's not that uncommon to see couples with 5 and sometimes even 10 years or more of age difference between the man and the woman.
Oh, no, this is very, very common. And usually when we have an age gap like this, my first retirement thought or financial planning thought is, how are we going to handle retirement? Because, and this is something I've seen and witnessed and I'm currently living through right now, when one spouse is going to work and the other one is not and is staying home because they're retired or on vacation or whatever, it can breed a little resentment. So we want to make sure that we have thought through the retirement strategy and how long someone's working when someone else might not be.
Right. I think you can also think too about as the one spouse begins to age before the other. Well, I guess you're always aging, but you know what I'm saying, is one spouse is getting older faster.
Exactly. And when you get older, stuff, health stuff happens. Maybe you can't travel as much as the younger spouse. And so you've got to keep that age gap in mind kind of throughout the financial plan. But it kind of starts with, okay, when are you retiring? When are you both officially retiring? You know, what do you want to do? Do you want to travel the world in a hot air balloon? Awesome. Great. That's a cool challenge to come up with. Now, how long can you physically both do that until one of you maybe can't climb into the hot air balloon anymore? And so it's a full thought process. I mean, that age gap never goes away in a couple. And so you've got to think through everything. Long-term care costs, life insurance costs. It's far more expensive to pay for life insurance for the elder spouse than it is the younger spouse usually. So you've just got to, it's just something you've got to plan for.
It is. It is. It's something that starts with a conversation. Maybe that's difficult for you and maybe you don't know where to start. That's where I know, Bree, that you and your firm can help folks to sit down and really parse through the details of what that will look like, especially as one spouse begins to age faster than the other. How about now we talk about, shift gears just a little bit, and talk about the idea of an early retirement. So let's say somebody comes in, they want to retire before the age of 60. And this is another one that as a couple you'd have to think through if you are a couple, because one of you may still be working, the other one might want to retire early. Or maybe you both would like to
retire
early.
Or maybe you both want to retire early. And so my first question on these types of situations is I want to know how you've saved up until this point. You know, how much have you thought about it? You want to retire early? Awesome. But are you 30 and we've got 30 years to plan for when you were going to retire before 60, you know, or 59? Do we have 20 years to plan? How long do we have until that retirement date? And then how much have you put away in your taxed later accounts, your qualified accounts, your 401ks, your IRAs, that type of thing? How much do you have in your taxed now accounts, your individual brokerage accounts, your personal savings accounts, your checking accounts, that type of thing? And how much do you have in your tax never accounts, your Roth IRAs, and those investments? Because all of that adds up into this puzzle. And some of those accounts you can access a little earlier than others. So it's good to know how much you have, what you've been contributing, and maybe put a contribution plan in place so that you can retire early and maybe get to those assets without being penalized necessarily because you're young, not being penalized for your age.
Right. Takes a little planning, again, thinking through these unique challenges. That's kind of what we're talking about here. How about a lack of liquidity? Let's say, as an example, you got a lot of real estate. Maybe you have rental properties, vacation homes. Maybe you own land, especially in the farming communities. A lot of folks own a lot of land. But you have limited investable assets. That's going to present a problem if you haven't planned for it.
Exactly. Here in Texas, we've got a lot of land. And so my first thing, when we're having these discussions, and land and real estate can be a great asset class. It can be a great investment. But I want to know, is the land producing an income stream? You know, are you getting something off of it? Or is it more of a growth thing where it's not, you're not expecting any money now, but maybe you want to sell it later? Like, do you have a plan for maybe selling some of the land? How do you plan to diversify? Do you want to leave it to the kids? What is your overall plan for the real estate, basically? And then if you are getting income off of it, but you're tired of being the landlord and you're tired of the trash, the tenants, the toilets, and all that stuff, okay, can we exchange maybe that investment, that real estate investment, for another real estate asset that is producing income and maybe avoid some of the taxes? We have done those in the past. So where you can kind of see, okay, now I'm not necessarily landlord, but I'm still getting income stream off of it. And so it's something to think about. All situations are different. Not every real estate asset is good for what I just talked about, but it's something to start the conversation. You know, what is your plan for this, I don't know, apartment complex you've got? That type of thing.
Right. I think that could even be applied to, and the unique challenges that come if you want to leave a legacy of leaving land. I've heard stories of family farm, the parents pass on and they leave the farm for the kids. Kids aren't interested in farming, but you talked about the tax burden that comes with that incredibly mm-hmm. large amount of land. That's another unique challenge you have to sort of plan for as when you think about that.
Or nowadays, just the way our lives are set up, my brothers they're in the Chicago and St. Paul. My sister lives down here in Texas, but she's about an hour away. And so my half brothers and I aren't that close geographically like you used to be. So I don't know if they would, you know, if I left them my house, I don't think they want to move to Fort Worth, Texas. They really enjoy the cold and the snow. So, you know, it wouldn't make sense.
Right. All about just, again, unique challenges in retirement, making sure you think through some of those challenges that you faced, and especially kind of getting to an interesting point there here in the 21st century. We do things differently. As an example, what about separate finances? That's another unique challenge. I think, you know, it used to be a little different than it is today, and especially if perhaps you're in a second marriage or something similar situation, it could be that you and your wife are keeping your money separate.
A second marriage or just a cohabitation, you know, yep. relationship. Well, we're not exactly. necessarily seeing everybody get married again anymore, especially with the way Social Security works. So separate finances are perfectly normal and actually pretty uncommon nowadays. The only thing is, how are you paying for it? The issues that I've seen in planning and financial planning is making sure that those conversations about what you want and how you're going to pay for it and the plan to get there need to happen. And it tends to work better when you're working with a certified financial planner or an investment advisor. So where we can sit down as a group and kind of have this discussion. It's kind of nice to have the third party there that can bring up ideas that, you know, you may not have thought of and help explain it. Because what you definitely don't want to do, and where having separate finances sometimes can fall apart, is when one spouse feels like they're paying for everything. And money breaks up more marriages than pretty much anything else. So it's an important conversation to have, and having an expert sitting with you, someone who does not have an emotional tie to the situation, sometimes can help you talk through these conversations as a couple.
And Bree, maybe dive into this as his own unique challenge, but talking about money being difficult in a relationship, let's say you are going through a divorce for whatever reason it is. That's an incredibly sensitive time. A lot of shock might come out of that. And especially when it comes to planning for retirement, that's going to present its own challenges.
It really does. We work with a lot of clients that as they're going through a divorce to run scenarios to make sure that they're not shocked by what their assets look like after the divorce. I've gotten really, really passionate about this. This is kind of a passion project of mine of working with people while they're going through a divorce, because I've seen it with some of my best friends that didn't get financial help during the divorce, didn't really think about what they were taking, didn't really think of the split. We're trying to just kind of gut through it emotionally. And, you know, it really hurt them financially. I mean, financially devastated them to the point where now it's become like I said, it's become my mission to help people as they're going through a divorce to make sure that they understand the different scenarios as you're splitting up marital property, to make sure that you are being wise about maybe the choices that you're making and making sure that, you know, you're not trying to hold on to an asset such as a house that you can't afford, because it's hard enough when you're mourning the loss of your what you thought was your future to try to plan. And it's no matter, unfortunately, with divorces, no matter how amicable they are, you still feel a loss, and it's still kind of an emotional time. And the best thing you can do is have experts, good attorneys, good financial people to sit with you and help you and make sure you see the scenarios and make sure you're comfortable with the budget going forward and moving on after a divorce. Because emotionally, it's like a death. You're raw, and it's hard to make good, found decisions.
That's right. And it really is important to have a professional sitting by your side through difficult times like that. And when some of these other challenges as well, Bree, I know that you mentioned how you just really like to problem solve. You like solving puzzles. Tell us just a little bit real quick before we wrap up today's podcast about what that looks like. I mean, how are you able to help people who come in with some of these unique challenges?
Oh, it's fun. It's fun. I love it when I have somebody who says, I don't really look forward to planning, and then they leave our office and they're like thrilled over the moon. It's a lot more fun than it sounds, I promise. But what we normally do is we have either a call or an introductory meeting that's complimentary. Come into our office, sit down, kind of go over your situation and see if we're a good fit for you. Our firm's not the perfect fit for everybody, and we know that. And so we want to make sure we can help you. And if we can't, you know, we'll send you on your way, and we'll part friends and everything will be fabulous. But if there's a way that we can kind of help you, or situation where we see that you've got some issues, you know, then we'll start the financial planning process. And that's a lot of questions. We work together pretty closely on that. And it ends up being really neat. You end up secure and comfortable and knowing that, okay, this is our plan, this is our path, this is how things are going to work. And it gives you, I would say, a sense of confidence maybe that you might not have on your own, or just trying to, you know, read the financial trades or heaven forbid, watch the talking heads on those financial 24-hour news programs that just kind of scare me. And so it's good. And you don't have to have an incredibly complex case. You don't need to be in the middle of a divorce. You don't have to be a bazillionaire to need a financial plan. I would say most people need a financial plan, but they just don't think it applies to them. And really, it does. It really does.
It applies to all of us. We all are unique in our own planning process. We do have unique challenges. Maybe they aren't as extreme as some of the cases we've talked about on the podcast. But like you said, you need an advisor in place who can help you think through solving some of these financial puzzles that you experience. Get a plan together. If you'd like help doing that, you can reach out to Bree Reyes and her team. Call 817-444-8402. That's 817-444-8402. Bree, as we always like to say on the podcast, we want you to be able to
go out and live an abundant life.